Right. So here the people, they're all pretending they're the Ionot, think they're working on their power, developing their power and ascending, and they can't do it in any known way they've ever heard Ion talk about.
So
what is
the
way?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me.
Feed me.
No,
they're getting their power from the Black Mirror.
Yeah, feed me.
Even though they put it up
in the Black Mirror.
Okay, no,
and the Black Mirror and the Blackmore said, okay, you can have it, but give me a little more. Okay, you can have it, but give me a little more. Yeah. Just a little bit more.
Okay.
Come on, feed me. And the next thing you know, it's bigger than that.
Yeah, see? So people cannot get power today. There's no announcement. Unless they do what Bob does. And they got to figure out what Bob's doing.
Right.
That's how
well. Okay.
We got a dilemma here.
Yeah.
People
are not
ascending. And they can't ascend.
No,
and they
no
can't
dilemma.
Get their words. What do we tell them?
No dilemma. Don't tell them.
I and Bob could smile. I was rather concerned. What do we tell him? Don't tell him. Don't tell him, Bob.
No dilemma. Don't tell him.
Yeah. This is my private meeting among the Illuminati. Very funny. Let's see what else is said here.
With the tech party, that's obsolete. So Bob is bringing a new kind of source of power.
Well, now you're what the tech body says you are. They say what your credit worthiness is.
So people can't
they
get their power today. People can't
hell
buy
no.
their power because their words don't work.
Hell no. Nope, the words don't work. They scream.
Okay, so
I prayed, I got nothing.
Right, so here's the people, they're all pretending they're the Ionot, think they're working on their power, developing their power and ascending, and they can't do it in any known way they've ever heard Ion talk about. So what is the way?
Feed me, Seymour.
No, they're getting their power from the Black Mirror.
Yeah, feed me.
Even though they put it up
in the Black Mirror.
Okay, no,
and the Black Mirror and the Blackmore said, okay, you can have it, but give me a little more. Okay, you can have it, but give me a little more. Yeah, just a little bit more.
Okay.
Come on, feed me. And the next thing you know, it's bigger than that.
Yeah, see? So people cannot get power today. There's no announcement. Unless they do what Bob does. And they got to figure out what Bob's doing.
That's all well. Okay.
We got a dilemma here.
Yeah.
People.
They're not ascending,
and they can't ascend, and they
no
can't
dilemma.
Use their words.
No
so
dilemma.
What do we tell them?
No dilemma. Don't tell them. Don't want you to do it. Everything's good.
Thanks. Well, that's Bob's solution. Just keep doing it.
Come
on, work.
Slack. You ain't got some slack. If you ain't got slack, just call Bob. He'll loan you some slack.
For years on the show, I just never charged for it. I think Ion wants me to start charging for this show. But it wouldn't work because everybody come in kind of resentful. See, everybody's in a relatively good mood here because it's free. And that's luck. You realize what you guys are getting? I let Linda go on for half an hour or an hour. It used to cost $100 to get an hour with Ion.
Amazing, actually.
It's amazing that Ion keeps showing up and can't say he's repeating himself, but he just keeps throw the ball. He's accused me of that. But Ion, you throw
no,
the ball, Ion's there.
Definitely levels being peeled away still, Bob. It's it.
Yeah,
Ion
there is an underlying order, it seems.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
there's a lot
when
of
Ion
ideas.
Starts shouting. When he starts shouting like a preacher, you know, the funny preacher is shouting.
When Ion does?
Yeah, when he's talking and then he suddenly starts shouting away, you know, like he's talking to a whole crowd.
Yeah. And then he yeah, he is talking to all those others in the other dimensions.
Yeah.
It's probably, if we could go to the other dimension, it's probably a little mosquito. And this mosquito's up on the big stage with all the big magnifying, you know, light shows around him, TV screens, and this little fly is screaming at everybody. Or there's an audience there, and they're just listening, and they're listening to the show, and we have our individual reactions as the show unfolds, usually me yelling at everybody to perform better. But I can imagine the other worlds when Bob starts yelling, they all start laughing at me. Millions of people out there, other dimensions, laughing at Bob.
Well, you know, what was interesting about that private session and the whole thing about the tech body not allowing words to create or to... it's blocking power. They said, Ion said it was because it started when cursive writing ceased being taught in schools.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The tech body can't read cursive or can't read
it
cursive
can't,
writing.
It can't do cursive writing. Yeah. It can't do that. And there was something too about that cursive writing being able to, when you sent a letter to somebody, the nature of that cursive writing, you actually sent them something, whereas the communication today doesn't have that, whatever that was. It's almost like a person's essence went with the lines of the writing. And the tech body can't emulate that kind of thing, and it's now taken that away from us. So everybody's communication sounds
they call the cursive. They call the cursive writing flow, and I immediately thought of frequency, that there's a frequency in cursive writing that might be imbued by the person writing it.
Okay, let me tell you my experience with that. The first time Ian said that a couple of weeks ago, it immediately reminded me of me talking to James Joyce, which would be on the Evergreen sessions, and Joyce is saying... the electric environment is horrible. And he said the only valuable talent, skill, is reading and writing. He had no interest in electronic skills. Wyndham Lewis was more open-minded about modern stuff and said he wished he had a word processor. But I instantly thought of James Joyce saying writing and reading is the only value. So for that instant when Ian said that, that sounded like what he was saying. Then a little later, I'll say, that fucking Ion, all he does is ransack Bob's whole archive in my experience, all the information I have. And he says, here's something, Bob won't remember this or something, or I have a question comes up, and he cites cursive writing, and that echoes Joyce. So he went scrambling at instant speed to find something that hadn't been said ever in my archive, and then he whipped it out. Sometimes I look at Ian very, very speedily zipping around quoting stuff that I've evoked or interacted with in interviews with other people or other things. Sometimes it sounds like that. But then that gets disabused, that falls away as you hear Ian say new, completely unforeseen things.
Yeah.
Like the way he's analyzing the Egyptian Book of the Dead. You realize what it, you know, Book of the Dead, you think, this is about people in society who look like zombies, the walking dead. No, I'm saying the dead are going to be coming in here, and you're going to be floating over to the dead zone, and the boundary will be, membrane will be melting away. It's actually about how to live with the dead people coming in here once the guff is dissolved.
But didn't they also say, Bob, that the Egyptian Book of the Dead was going to give recipe for overcoming the tech body?
Did he say that the Egyptian Book of the Dead would do that?
Yeah, that's what it was going to be used for. That's what they were going to show us.
Yeah, they're the only one who talk about it other than Maccabees in the suppressed Bible. So, yes, it's here for now for the tech body. But Ion's already shifted to the cloud, which hasn't been developed. That's what you guys should be asking
right.
about.
Oh, my God. That was the other major bomb.
Yeah, on Saturday. That you guys hear this? The other people
yes.
here?
Yes. Yeah. That's
so
good.
The tech...
Yes.
Ion was always saying that they were going to build this cloud, and they seemed
yeah.
to be, Chad was going to be part of it. So here we are, Ion suddenly announces the cloud is going to be done thanks to the tech body, and it makes sense that Ion was part of the tech body to move into its cloud. So it never told us how the tech body, how the cloud would come about.
But and is it Ion's cloud?
It's Ion's making an alternative cloud. That's what he's been saying for years. So we never knew
right.
what that would be or how
but
Chad would
tech
help.
Body, but is that reference to the cloud that they made with regard to the tech body the same cloud that Ion is alluding to?
Wait, you're just saying too many words. The question is the tech body is being replaced by the cloud or it's the vehicle stairway to the cloud? That's the idea. That's the one you got to worry about or to think about or figure out what it means. The tech body
but
was
But I
want to
know if it's Ion's cloud.
It is. I think that's what he
How
meant.
How do you know? They didn't say.
Well, we didn't ask. You have to ask. You mean your cloud? But I think I meant their cloud because the other cloud is the Bill Gates cloud, and that's useless. So the only real cloud worth talking about is Ion's cloud. And he announced the other day the means that Ion would get to the cloud was through the tech body, which makes sense. As Ion took over the chip body and then somehow absorbed as a hologram like the smart house in the Eureka TV show. Remember, he's a hologram. He's embedded in technology. And then you think, oh, okay, he can manipulate cloud materials. But then it's logical. No, the technology had to evolve to a tech body thing with Ion stuck in it, part of it, as a means to get to a total post-tech body cloud. It's very logical, the idea of how he could get to be making the cloud. There had to be a tech body phase.
But I remember Ion saying that nobody's going to get to his cloud unless you're ascended.
Well, that's
yeah.
why.
You remember that?
That's why there's
yeah.
no more ascension, because if the tech body moves into the cloud, it means little man, and little man has put all their power into the tech body, then little man does not have access to the tech body anymore to be able to adjust their relationship with it in order to ascend, because it's an Ion's cloud and inaccessible to them.
Well, okay, the tech body, little man's, he tells you to absorb yourself into the tech body, accept it, but if the tech body is going to be removed, the little man can't get from the tech body to the cloud. He's stuck in the
yeah.
tech body. Is that what you were saying, Michael?
Well, their power is stuck in the tech body, and they don't have
yeah.
access to the tech body anymore because it's in Ion's cloud. So their way of taking back their power becomes impossible, and so ascension becomes closed.
Maybe that's
right,
the
so
new veil.
That's the veil, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a kind of like a veil that would be recreated, and now we have a lot of dead people around, and so the Tibetan Book of the Dead is to navigate the experience of that going on.
Well, hold on.
Did
you just say that what's the veil, the tech body or the cloud?
The veil would be your incapacity to access the tech body to take your power back, because it's in the cloud. So that's somehow.
Well, you can't take your power back. You just go along and accept the paradise the tech body puts you into, though you'll
exactly.
get contrast unforeseen moments. But if the cloud drops the tech body, the little man gets dropped away. They didn't make it to the cloud. They don't know how to make
yeah.
the cloud because they've been absorbed into the tech body.
So I wonder if that's what Ion meant by the olive and the pit, that if you remove the pit, that must be if you give away your power, then once the pit's
yeah.
removed, you can't access it again.
Are you saying the pit is an expression of your power?
That's what I'm thinking, yes, based on what you just said.
So the pit goes away. That's you. You've lost your power, and you're still the olive without the pit.
Yes.
Right.
And then what?
That doesn't go well.
That means that you're the walking dead, that you might...
You're just for eating then, Bob. You're just for eating.
You don't have that choices.
Well, that's why I'm doing all
but
this,
you
know?
Are you pickled?
Is
the olive pickled or not?
I'm hanging
or...
back. I'm going to stay back and entertain the little man. That's what I've been creating. Use the archive. I'm going to be the Frank Zappa's little bit as they wallow in their misery knowing they didn't make it. But Bob comes back and entertains them.
It'll be a bigger audience, and that's what you want.
I don't necessarily want an audience. No, that's Carol's projection. She's the one who wants the big audience. I don't know if I want a bigger audience, Carol. That'd be boring. I mean, you know, if we had a bigger audience and everybody's demanding to talk to Ion, that would be horrible.
Yeah,
we
but
can't
you don't
do that.
You don't want to spend eternity going, use your words.
Well, no, I think I won't even have to show up. They'll just be all listening to the archives. Like looking at Shakespeare tragedies. Everybody's a Shakespearean fatalistic tragedy, so they watch plays among aristocrats that mirrors their condition at work or something, right? So we have all this culture that people look at their littleness expressed in plays and things and movies. Well, my archive will be so huge that it'll entertain everybody because it'll be a new grievance. So it'll be a new humor because they'll know more. They lost it, but they'll know that Bob was right. So they'll just listen to you guys yelling at me and they'll all get great delight out of Bob being right.
For eternity.
Yeah. That's why my timeline is huge. There's a huge archive there.
Yeah, that's definitely hell.
Yes, yeah. But the it's funny, like, you guys are really laughing. I think an outsider wouldn't know what you're laughing about, but that's my point, is this new situation with God showing up, God in quotes, creates a new grievance, which creates a new kind of humor. I mean, we almost don't even know what you're laughing at, right? You're just laughing at the snare of people listening to an old archive, and I assume an outsider wouldn't see what was funny in that. But you guys are inside the grievance and the situation here, so you find it very funny.
I
just explained the joke, Carol. It's not going to be funny anymore.
How to tell a joke.
See, I knew how to keep it going. See, they're still laughing.
Well,
one of my most prophetic. Go ahead.
It's kind of interesting that before, when you were dealing with the people, the one percenters who had all the money and all the wealth and they had all the power, so everybody hated the one percenters, and then it got flipped around with Ion, where the one percenters are the meek that would inherit the earth, the nobodies that are on some kind of talk show, you know, asking weird questions. And so eventually, as some of us are going to be ascending, assuming that's the case, then we'll be the hated one percenters.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I used to say, okay, why in 1985, my most prophetic statement, out of the blue, I say to Jamie, who ends up in Fringe as the leader of the Watchers in the final episodes, and I say to him and the lesbian Canadian comedian Sheila Gossick, when they were over at my place, I said, I intend to become the funniest person in the world, or whoever lived, first funniest person. Now, what a crazy statement to make. But it's very possible with Ion, okay? I can see in the long run this humor will outride other humors. Dan, I used to tell Nelson, since he hung out with a lot of wealthy people, being wealthy himself, and he'd sort of marvel at how dull they all were and how stupid, and he'd be hanging out with me. And I said, yeah, because I'm the wealthiest person in the world, I would tell him. what I talk about, what I know, what I can show you, is the real wealth. So there's the 2 points, the humor and the wealth, what
yeah.
you just said, Linda. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
And the humor's on different levels too, Bob, because there's the humor of you, what's coming out of your mouth, but there's also the humor of Bob, of the fact there's this person who said all these things and then came true. And so just the whole idea of Bob is a funny thing. That's what makes you the
yes.
funniest person who ever lived.
It's the biggest fantasy. It's the ultimate fairy tale story, the Bob and Carol story. They wander around, and then they bumped into this treasure trove. Ion, because Dr. Beter, who no one ever heard of other than the elites, Beter came and said, say hi to Bob. I mean, it's totally the best fiction you ever heard of.
What's
right?
I think the funny thing is that in terms of who you are in the world and the bigger scheme of things, you're like bigger than Trump, you're bigger than Moses, you're, you know, this historical
the biggest
figure.
Thing ever happened. I did the ultimate alchemy. I actually brought forth God or something. I triggered the second coming. That's pretty good fucking alchemy, I tell you. And of course, you did it by ridiculous means, like buying Zappa bootlegs.
And here you are talking to us about inane things sometimes and joking around it. That's like, in some kind of terms, it's like Trump sitting here talking
yeah.
to us mere
yeah.
people and engaging in the way you do. That's what's mind-blowing to me, is that you're so
yeah.
willing to engage on any level whatsoever. And you're
well,
thinking,
I'm very good at doing nothing. Which is what my father said. He's very good at doing nothing, see? So sitting around talking to you guys, that's the ultimate nothingness, right? So I must keep doing nothing. And so I did talk shows, for nothing talk shows.
At the same time, Bob, you've really fucked it up for everybody who thought they were going to be the one to get something done.
Who's going to get something done?
I said, you've really fucked it up for everybody who thought that they were going to be the one to get something done.
Yes. Well, Ayn told us a few years ago, way back there, that we were going to piss off so many people. All those people working in CERN and all these great labs who think they're going to come up with something that's going to save everybody or do something dramatic. And these two nobodies did it in their living room playing Zappa bootlegs. It's awesome. But yeah, we're going to piss people off. As a matter of fact, that's why we got to go stealth. We're going to announce the greatest thing that ever happened. Then we have to run away to deal with little man's anger about that they didn't do it. And the Evereeds even said way back there when Cold Fusion would come in, they said so many people would be intellectually aimless because they were thinking, working in their labs and everything towards getting something. And all of a sudden the Coldplay or Cold Fusion shows up and it's not understandable, but it's undeniable. So their knowledge is useless. So they're going to sit around for years, Ayn said, and just be blank. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of do already, don't they?
Yeah, it's getting that way now through the soft, the cold fusion of the electronic android meme, now the tech body, which is what my big breakthrough was in 95, that the electronic software world was miming Coldplay. When cold fusion would be hardware endless energy. But already people were living 24/7 in a utopia of stimulation and information.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in 95. You know, it's way more now. So did that knock you out? What's the did you get it?
Here's something from the trumpet private session, and it's, you quote how McLuhan says we need to develop new emotions.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
And the inner kingdom is the emotional world, and we need new emotions for what's happening to us and to validate your position. And you can't validate your position because people feel too many ways. So.
Yeah, you're talking about me or people in general can't validate.
People in general.
Yeah, can't validate.
That's where people get lost. And so, yeah, this, like, Android meme, Cold Fusion version, people get lost in that swirl. They can't validate their position.